they seem genuine when they say they don't want to shut down the government. And it looks like they're going to have to give up at the very minimum some of these provisions that would defund the health care law or restrict funding for things like the EPA or Planned Parenthood. These are policy riders that the president and Senate Democrats have declared sort of non-negotiable, and they won't accept them. And then the question is, what is the dollar figure that they wind up with? They're about $50 billion apart right now.
So when you look at that that rock and that hard place, it seems like House Speaker John Boehner is right there in the middle of those two things, because he said he doesn't want to shut down the government, and yet you have some of those 87 Republican freshmen who are saying, hold on, we've been brought here to cut spending, and we're going to cut spending. That's a difficult place for him to be.
It is. And on the other hand, however, it gives him a stronger negotiating hand when he goes into the talks with the White House and the Democrats to be able to say, look, my guys just might not go for this. You've seen them. You've seen how they wanted to cut even deeper than we did. So, it's difficult for him, but it also puts him in a good place starting off these negotiations.
And we saw over the weekend some of the top Democrats on the Senate side saying that the numbers that the House is talking about aren't acceptable. That really seems to create a pretty standoff place.
Right. They are in a standoff right now, but things could change pretty quickly. What they're going to do today in the Senate is they're going to have a test vote on either. It's expected to be this afternoon, could push into tomorrow, but it's expected to be a vote on the House Republican plan, which would cut $61 billion, $57 billion additionally from what they've already cut, and then a separate vote on the Democratic plan, which is to cut about $6.5 billion more than what they've already cut. And so both of these votes are expected to fail, and then it's going to force both Republicans and Democrats to realize, okay, now we have to get to the nitty-gritty of negotiating.
So give us a sense, what are you going to be watching for over the next couple days that will give you an indication? As I don't want to make you make predictions, because then we all end up being wrong.
Right.
But what are you going to be watching for? What are some of the signs that you're going to be looking for?
Well, I think a couple of the signs are whether they move quickly to another short-term spending bill. The vice president is away. He's been tapped as the lead negotiator for the White House on this, and yet he is in Russia and Finland for the rest of the week. And so the Republicans are already starting to talk about having to do another short-term bill when the current funding expires on March 18th. And what they'll do there is they're going to they've already cut the low-hanging fruit, and they're going to go to the next rung on what they can agree in short-term cuts. But it's all sort of delaying the inevitable, which is them having to sit down and just hash it out. And I think what you're going to see is the Democrats come a long way on the number in terms of how much is cut. And the Republicans are going to use these policy riders that I talked about, the defunding of health care and the rest, as bargaining chips in that.
And you've written that this is essentially a $50 billion question, and essentially the two sides are about $50 billion apart.
Right. And so, I think the Republican leadership and maybe even the Democratic leadership have an idea of where they're going to get to eventually, and it may look a lot like the $32 billion that the Republicans proposed cutting initially, and then of course they had to go back once their feisty freshmen said that wasn't enough.
Yeah.
So they might end up back where they started and sort of be able to claim some sort of a victory on that, but who knows?
So our next D-Day is when?
March 18th is when the current funding expires. That's a week from Friday.
And so so in between and now and then, there'll be, I assume, a lot of, even with the vice president out of town, I assume there's a lot of discussions going on.
That's a good assumption, except the Republicans have been pretty clear since the first meeting on last Thursday in terms of between the high level, the people that, you know, the Speaker Boehner and the Vice President, obviously, there haven't been much, but we can assume pretty strongly that on a staff level, at least, they are still talking.
And is there a sense that, that this next, as these continuing resolutions go on, I know there's a lot of folks predicting that, you know, they'll just CR through the rest of the year, sort of through these short-term hops, makes governing difficult, but that seems to be one of the options out there, isn't it?
It's one of the options. The Republicans have been saying, well, we'll just cut $2 billion a week for the rest of the year. That's easier said than done, principally, because if they're negotiating and trying to hammer this out for the rest, you know, for the rest of the year, they still have to do a budget for 2012, and then after that, they have to get to this big vote on raising the debt limit. And so, you know, they kind of have to get this off the table so that they can move on to the other big issues that are looming.
And on top of all that, they also have the fiscal 2012 budget that they have to get working on as well.
Exactly. And the hearings are ongoing, and the Republicans, of course, have said they're going to introduce their budget in April. And so then there's sort of a whole nother round of negotiations. And that kind of argues for them getting a deal on this because, you know, they know that this is sort of still the precursor to the bigger budget debate, which is a full year 2012 budget instead of just the next 6 or 7 months, which is what they're talking about right now.